Imagine a world without universities, scientific inquiry, international law, or even the concept of human rights. This isn't a dystopian future. It's what our present might have been without the Catholic Church's profound influence on Western civilization. While many acknowledge the Church's contributions to art and music, few recognize how Catholic thought created universities, pioneered scientific methods, established legal frameworks, and developed economic theories that shape our modern world. The evidence is overwhelming. Without the Catholic Church, our civilization, with its commitment to reason, human dignity, and scientific progress, simply wouldn't exist as we know it. The notion that the Catholic Church suppressed knowledge during the Dark Ages contradicts historical evidence. This misconception originated from Enlightenment propaganda rather than fact. When Rome fell, Europe faced barbarian invasions from societies that glorified violence and vengeance. The Church responded by introducing ethical frameworks and preserving classical learning that might otherwise have disappeared. The Carolingian Renaissance under Charlemagne highlighted the Church's educational commitment. Monks created innovative writing systems, including Carolingian minuscule script, that introduced lowercase letters, word spacing, and improved readability, an advancement as significant as the printing press for advancing literacy. Despite devastating Viking, Magyar, and Muslim invasions, monasteries displayed remarkable resilience. A single surviving monastery could rebuild entire intellectual traditions. Catholic scholars actively taught that faith and reason were compatible divine gifts, creating a synthesis that would later enable the scientific revolution. When we picture monks, we often imagine quiet scholars copying manuscripts. While this preservation work was crucial, monasticism actually transformed Europe's physical and economic landscape through innovation and charitable works. Saint Benedict's rule provided the organizational framework for these achievements. Unlike Eastern asceticism, Benedictine houses balanced prayer and work while ensuring monks received adequate food and sleep. They eliminated status distinctions. Nobles and servants became equals within monastery walls, a revolutionary concept. Monks physically transformed Europe by draining swamps, clearing forests, and introducing new farming techniques. Their respect for manual labor, revolutionary in a culture where physical work was considered degrading, inspired lay people to return to farming. The Cistercians became medieval Europe's technological pioneers, developing sophisticated water-powered systems and metallurgical expertise. Archaeological discoveries at Rivalks Abbey revealed blast furnace technology that anticipated the Industrial Revolution by centuries. At Laskill, evidence shows furnaces producing slag similar to modern blast furnaces, suggesting the monks were approaching large-scale cast iron production before Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries halted their progress. The university system, perhaps Western civilization's greatest intellectual contribution, emerged not in ancient Greece or Rome, but in medieval Europe under church guidance. Today's university structure, with faculties, courses, examinations, and degrees, comes directly from the medieval world. The Church developed universities as the only institution in Europe that showed consistent interest in the preservation and cultivation of knowledge. Papal protection was crucial to university development. Students enjoyed benefit of clergy, allowing their cases to be heard in ecclesiastical courts rather than local ones. Popes frequently intervened on universities' behalf. Honorius III supported Bologna scholars, Innocent III protected Paris from chancellor overreach, and Gregory IX's 1231 bull Parens Scientiarum granted Paris self-governance. Significantly, medieval scholars respected natural philosophy's autonomy, seeking natural explanations while keeping these studies separate from theology. Scholasticism, the intellectual method of medieval universities, was characterized by commitment to reason as an indispensable tool. The technique of logical discussion encouraged exactness of thought and developed the spirit of criticism and methodic doubt that Western science has greatly benefited from. Was it mere coincidence that modern science developed in a largely Catholic milieu? Despite misconceptions about the Church's hostility towards science, primarily from the one-sided portrayal of the Galileo affair, evidence suggests otherwise. The Christian tradition conceives of God and creation as rational and orderly, with natural phenomena reflecting divine goodness. This lawfulness appears in regular seasons, unfailing stars, and natural forces operating by fixed ordinances. Wisdom 11:21, stating God ordered all things by measure, number, weight, inspired Christians to pursue quantitative inquiry into the universe. This conception proved essential for scientific development, while non-Christian cultures lacked these philosophical foundations. Science experienced stillbirths in seven great cultures: Arabic, Babylonian, Chinese, Egyptian, Greek, Hindu, and Maya, due to their view of the universe as dominated by deities and endless cycles rather than consistent physical laws. Catholic thought transformed physics through concepts like Buridan's impetus theory, which described both terrestrial and celestial motion within a single mechanical system. The Cathedral School of Charts became a center for scientific advancement, with scholars maintaining that investigating natural causation honored God. The Society of Jesus produced the greatest concentration of priest scientists, making extraordinary contributions across numerous scientific fields. As J.L. Haepbron of UC Berkeley noted, the Roman Catholic Church provided more financial support to astronomy over six centuries than any other institution. The Catholic Church invented charity as we know it in the West. When Pachomius, a pagan Roman soldier, witnessed Christians bringing food to the afflicted without discrimination, he converted. Even church critic Voltaire acknowledged the unparalleled sacrifice of youth and beauty made by Catholics serving in hospitals. Catholic charity differed fundamentally from ancient philanthropy, which was largely self-interested. Wealthy Romans financed public buildings for recognition or to put recipients in their debt. Even Stoicism, which taught fraternity, demanded emotional detachment when helping others. Mercy was considered a character defect. Seneca wrote that the wise man will succor, he will do good, but his countenance and his soul will betray no emotion when facing suffering. This new spirit transformed Western civilization's approach to human suffering. Early Christians established oblations for the poor, fasted to donate food money, and ransomed slaves. During epidemics, Christians nursed the sick while pagans fled. By the 4th century, the church had pioneered hospitals staffed by physicians in most major cities. After Rome's fall, monasteries became Europe's primary centers of organized medical care. The Catholic Church has shaped Western thinking for two millennia through four key characteristics. God is one, sovereign, transcendent, and good. Catholicism's revolutionary concept of the Incarnation, God seeking friendship with humanity, distinguishes it from Judaism. This religious foundation is so embedded in Western culture that even secular movements opposing Catholicism unconsciously borrow Christian concepts. The Church didn't merely contribute to Western civilization, but built it, transforming classical traditions through monasticism, science, law, economics, universities, charity, art, and morality. As church influence has waned, cultural deterioration has followed, particularly in art, where metaphysical emptiness has led to perverseness in modern expression. From Nietzsche's declaration of an open sea without inherent meaning to the chaos of modernist art, the eclipse of Catholic influence has created a void of meaninglessness. The question remains whether our civilization can recover its foundations or continue drifting from the Catholic roots that enabled its greatest achievements. Recognizing the Church's historical contributions might help us rediscover the principles of human dignity, rational inquiry, and transcendent truth that built Western civilization.